Moving on then, Adrian Rabiot, he's an old friend of the gutter. I've been on on the Football Flasher app this morning. Do download that if you want all the latest LFC news to your phone. It's good, it's useful, and useful for me planning this show because I noticed there was more Rabiot chat today. It's from the Mirror. Apparently, he's turned down Tottenham because he wants Liverpool. There was a Barca move, a bit of talk. That fell through. He'll be on a free at the end of the season. He's reportedly said if he played in England, it would be for Liverpool / Klopp. He's a funny fella, isn't he, Ian? In that he's meant to be a bit mad. His mother sounds trouble, and we've had that before.
With Paul?
Paul.
Yeah. Let's talk about that, Ruth.
But he's undeniably a good player, and you feel like that there is a manager out there who's going to get more out of him. So why not Jürgen?
Absolutely. And I kind of talked down the kind of Sandro links before, but this one, for different reasons, does make more sense. You know, Rabiot was obviously a little bit older, 23. He is a little bit mad. You know, he has that thing in the summer where I think Deschamps puts him on the reserve list and he just emails him and says, nah, you're all right, I don't fancy it. And obviously, doesn't go to the World Cup. He might not have got called up anyway. So there's a little bit of that about him. No doubt, though, he's a lovely footballer. You know, he can play centre mid. He can drop in and do a defensive mid role as well. Dictates the kind of play really, really well. Short and long passing, and his kind of passing stats are really, really good, and they're quite incisive as well. So, and he can chip in with the odd goal. So again, you know, this one's not one where you'd say it's that far fetched. There's, you know, he's free, I think, as well in the summer. So I think PSG are looking to kind of get some money in for him now. I think there's been talk actually. I think Julian Lorenz did something for ESPN where he said, you know, PSG aren't going to play him. You know, they fell out with him at the minute, so he's not going to get his game. You know, he needs to move on. You know, they did try and offer him a deal to stay, and he's kind of turned that down. So there's noise just coming out at the camp, as you mentioned there, Gab, that he's not really interested in Spurs. So fair play to him. we can all get on board with that. So yeah. I mean, for those reasons I've mentioned, this one, you could see that there's something in it